From the Spiritual Realms by Bob Murray, and that was The Peaceful Planet, and the lyrics are being written by myself to accompany the music that we're featuring every day on The Peaceful Planet show. Today we have a wonderful guest with us with a fascinating and riveting take on almost every issue you can imagine, a greatly wise person. We have Dr. Bill Deagle with us. And he is not only an MD specializing in nutrition and that kind of alternative medical approach, but he's also been featured on Project Camelot website and has a good deal of information about all kinds of things going on with the government and the financial collapse, and his insights are just invaluable. So we want to really warmly welcome you, Dr. Bill. It's great to have you with us. We're going to mention your website, and I'd like all of our listeners to tune in to his website at www.nutramedical.com. Also, alternately, we have another website about his spiritual work at www.clayandiron.com. It's great to have you with us, Dr. Bill.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share with the people and to get them to, as I say, we don't change minds, we change hearts, and then when people start wanting to know more and they seek it, then they're going to find it. The problem with our world right now is not a lack of technology or abilities to do anything. It's a lack of the spiritual dimension, which is the primary reason why we're in such a pickle. And that it doesn't matter whether we're dealing with issues such as energy, food, or any galactic or cosmic or solar events, such as the approach of issues like 2012. We could handle all of these if we had the spiritual grounding in terms of the truth. The primary issues, as many people, and I'm not a Buddhist, but as a lot of people say, they think I am because I have that perspective that are. Primary problem in our world is ignorance. Ignorance of the nature of what we are as a being and ignorance of the nature of our universe. And as a result, we are a victim. And those that stay willingly ignorant in the face of facts that are now screaming at us that at the end of this physical, geopolitical, galactic, and solar age is occurring, they are now becoming a liability, unfortunately, because waking people up is the central thing that needs to be done in order to be able to survive on all planes of existence, what's coming.
Yes, I would agree with that. And there are some potentially devastating things coming our way. And in the meantime, we have this ignorance going on in the Middle East with the situation in Gaza and Israel. And we want to send out our light and our love to that particular area, those people affected by bombs and the terrific suffering. And before we go on, I just want to mention a couple of things related to that. I work with Princess Diana, and she does a weekly message on the situation there, and she has outlined in my book, With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, diplomatic solutions that could have solved this long ago where her suggestion was for the creation of the Palestinian state. And if that could be heard more widely, I'm sure that there are sensible ways of dealing with these conflicts all over the world. And it's very much saddening me to see all this playing out on TV with the horrendous suffering that's going on in Palestine. And we send our love and prayers to them as well as to the Israelis that are suffering as well. And we would only wish and ask that that situation could be addressed by the new administration in some more creative fashion. I'm sure you would probably agree with that.
Yeah, the primary problem comes down to some mistruths and some lies. And one of the mm-hmm. most subtle things about evil is that it parades itself as often appearing good or mm-hmm. logical, and it's based on false precepts, such as the Babylonian Talmud that drives most of the people that are involved with the Sabbatean form of Luciferianism that's driving the state of Israel right now. Most of the people there are agnostics or atheists. They're secular, and most of the people who are religious are either Arab or former CIS nation Christians that converted. The real problem is not religion. The problem is that religion, in many cases, becomes a substitute for spirituality, which is the problem, because Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, when he was here on the earth, he basically taught that your first thing is your connectivity to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem I see is that they substitute, that they think they have a sacred knowledge, or someone has a sacred knowledge over some other group. Therefore, they justify their religion as a use to destroy or kill other people or to harm them.
Mm-hmm.
When
every person
on the earth of every age, sex, color, race, and nationality are all literally incarnations of the I Am. And the problem is that their connectivity to each other, being an empathic, is the source of this lie, and that the most subtle evil is to do what is right in your own eyes without that connectivity to the great Creator, the summum bonum of all that is, as well as connectivity to each other. If we could feel the pain that was happening to the little children blown to bits by Israeli thermobaric bombs, or the terror of people living in areas in South Israel when rockets come in their homes, we wouldn't be doing things on either side, although it's definitely asymmetric in killing more Palestinians. And I don't think a two-state policy is an action that will actually generate more terrorism in the future and guarantee a thermonuclear war. What we need is to end apartheid in Israel and to show respect for the peoples of different religious traditions and put aside the idea that religion is an excuse for killing anyone or harming the environment or other living things. And unfortunately, our civilization is coming to a nexus where if we don't wake up, we're soon going to not wake up at all.
I know. And the angels, the archangels in particular, have said that they would see to intervention if things get any further out of hand. But there is a lot of danger in the Middle East right now, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's not just the danger of Israel right now. We've got three major hotspots. We've got the immediate danger of India-Pakistan, where
mm-hmm.
as little as 50 nuclear weapons would drive us into a nuclear winter and an ice age.
Mm-hmm.
We have the danger of North Korea firing preemptively at least one bomb that could start off a conflict. That's not nearly as serious. But the most serious long-term danger is Israel, that's the third nuclear power, and
mm-hmm.
probably has some of the most advanced weapon systems and their own space-based imaging. Putting them into a corner and making it undefensible guarantees a future nuclear war if we don't get rid of this two-state idea. They think that separating the Palestinians into a ghetto from the Israelis is going to solve it. And in fact, that'll guarantee a future war.
Well, I feel that, you know, the Palestinian state is the idea that's been given by Spirit to me through Diana, and they have been working on that. But
well, the
I
problem
feel
is
that
they can have a province, but if they have a separate state, the real problem is many of the people that work in Israel or even live there are Palestinians. and they have Israelis.
They come and go.
Yeah, and they come and go. The problem I see is that they, if you're a worker from China or elsewhere, it's a true state of apartheid in Israel. They don't want any relations between, quote, Israelis. And and they also discriminate against
that.
Their own.
I was just thinking that in time there would be more normalized relations once they recognized it as a state. And in turn, they have to recognize the right of Israel to exist, et cetera. So,
well, yeah, exactly. There's a ridiculous hatred on the other side with the Palestinians and the Arab states that don't recognize the existence of a state there. And that's true. And that's the problem is, you see, there's insanity on both sides.
There is, yes.
Yeah,
and they need the United States to come in and help them to forge some sort of a lasting, durable solution. And definitely they need a ceasefire right now. I mean, because this is so explosive, because they've got, like you said, they've got all these very dangerous bombs. And then we've got the unknown factor of Iran, you know, and all the hate that's focused in that region.
Well, we don't even know. We now have a number of things, and I'll give some information that's, some of it's in the public domain and some of it's classified.
Yes, I know. You're very expert on world affairs and what's going on in these secret
things. Right. Well, the first thing is we don't even...
Tell us about Iran.
We don't even need to look at nuclear weapons, which, by the way, the Russians have just sold in the last couple of years the S-300 anti-aircraft system, and its full deployment has already happened. So they have that. So it means if we fly any jets or bombers over Iran, they're going to fall. We're going to bring them. The Iranians will bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the fall of the former Soviet Union, the Russian biological weapon scientists were hired by Syria and Iran 20 years ago, and they built the most advanced biological weapons on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a very advanced technology for what's called fuel air or thermobaric bombs, which can hit Israel with the nuclear level of explosive power of a fairly good-sized nuke. So you don't even need nukes. So between biological weapons, chemical and thermobaric bombs, plus the Russians have given most of the missile systems, and the Iranians are no slouches. They took liquid-fuel rockets and converted them to solid fuel very quickly and upgraded even the systems the Russians gave them and made them more advanced. So they have, right now, increased range to go as far away as London on England with their long-range missiles. And
are you talking the Iranians or the Russians? Right,
the Iranians. The Iranians have these. And they also, if they're threatened, because they're a sitting member of the, if you want to call observer member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization with Russia, China, and all the Stan republics, if they're attacked, Russia will see it as an act of war. So that means that Russian nuclear submarines off the east and west coast of America, Russian missile silos sitting in Venezuela and in Cuba and Central America will be firing short-range nuclear weapons directly at American, below the 48 parallel American sites. So this could very quickly become a thermonuclear war of the big powers. So
that's what I've been feeling, and we're just on that brink. That Middle East is a cauldron, and everything else is just, you know.
Right, it's all going to be centered on Israel, which is right out of the Bible. It talks about Israel
will be a
fire pot, and they're burning all the sheaves around it. I believe what will happen is this, though. Just like a lot of people are frightened that the economy is going to collapse, we're not going to have a depression. What we're going to have is an economic revolution. We're going to have superior, it'll be like similar to the Civil War, where someone had a one of these lead shot bullets that ripped through their leg, and then the field surgeon took out his saw and sawed off the leg in 30 seconds. It's going to be very painful, very short, but once the leg is sawed off and the wound is dressed, you'll have no leg, but you won't be dead. And it's going to be like that with the economy. I think you're going to see similarly the treaty in the Middle East will be signed probably this year or next, because it's death and destruction and genocide that even the cardinals in Rome have spoke against, which is surprising to Israel and the international community that even the cardinals would speak up.
Well, they do have small Catholic factions in the Palestinian territories, and I had one of those peace workers on my show a few weeks ago, and she runs an orphanage and everything, and she's doing all she can. So they're aware of the suffering, obviously. I was glad to see that they did speak out against it, too.
Well, it's all engineered, too. In fact, I have on the show on Monday, Joel Skousen. My show is, by the way, 12 to 3 Pacific, the Neutral Medical Reports on Genesis Network. And we discuss things Monday to Friday, give you a lineup of the show so people get an idea of the kinds of topics. On Monday, first hour, we have Joel Skousen on worldaffairs.com. We're going to talk about the real issues. The reason why this conflict is occurring is actually the parties involved are actually massaging it, which includes the globalists, Egypt, and Israel, because the Israeli banks have a lot of the money that brings in the rocket parts and the other things, and the Egyptians allow these tunnels to bring in the rockets and the material that comes in from Iran and Syria and elsewhere, and they could stop it tomorrow, but they don't. And the reason is they want to have a certain conflict, just like the Hamas was originally founded by Israeli Mossad years ago, and then they broke with Mossad, which went on its own, and then when it became the predominant power with the death of Yasser Arafat and the end of Fatah, the Israelis are, you know, in other words, they created this stepchild that's now, you know,
sort of
directly...
Sort of like what the U.S. did with the funding the Bin Laden campaign.
Exactly, yeah. When they created
that's so pathetic, I mean, because, you know, they're... I mean, Hamas is a pathetic organization, if you ask me.
Oh, of course it is, and it's the same as the... As in these, you see, these organizations are not just a military. They get involved with the community. In Lebanon, they've rebuilt homes.
Yeah.
They've done other things. And the problem is then becomes a community thing. You either work with Hamas or these, you know, these Hezbollah, or you don't get any help and you starve and your family freezes to death in the winter.
Right. There's just no way to survive in the territories without their help, apparently.
Right.
So, yeah, but I don't know. It seems like Israel is about, they really are about wanting to break their back, and they don't care how many Palestinians they kill at this point. It's my feeling on this.
Well, this is a war that Israel can't win. In fact, what will probably happen is blue hats everywhere from the United Nations, not just America. And this is not a good situation because, you see, I believe this peace treaty, I call it the Covenant with Death, that sets up a two-state Israel and guarantees some international peace, cannot completely defang Israel. And once something does give, Israel will unleash Samson's hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the danger, is that I believe that what we're facing is probably in the next year or so a peace treaty that will partition the state of Israel. And, you know, although that people
it's
think...
Been,
pardon
it's
me?
Been predicted, you know, that I've had it from Diana... On, that this will come into being and it'll make things somewhat better for the Palestinians.
Oh, it'll make it better for a period of time. In fact, things will look better, but in the long run, it won't be, because when you train little children in the Palestinian Gaza on their third birthday, for example, with little party bombs tied to their body, which aren't real bombs, but they look like it, and they train little children that, you know, when you grow up, you're going to become a terrorist.
Yeah.
And when you train Israeli children that write... you know, epithets on the sides of missiles that are going to come in with depleted uranium or microwave bombs that explode people from the inside. You write on the outside of them from Israeli children writing with markers on these bombs for the Israeli Air Force. You create hatred on both sides, and that's not godly. And it guarantees that Israel will be a cup of trembling to the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you on that point. And the only way to reach children is to educate them correctly. And being a teacher, I'm all for that. And there are organizations that do go in and bring Israeli children out and bring Palestinian children out and bring them to a safe place where they can dialogue together. And I'm all in support of organizations.
Yeah,
like
it turns out when Joel comes on...
Secretary Powell was involved in some of that work at some point.
Exactly.
And the lady I had on my show 2 weeks ago is a wonderful Palestinian who lives in Bethany. And she goes around and picks up, you know, children that are on the streets that would be terrorists, would recruit. Instead, she's raising them to be multicultural and tolerant.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
can be Muslim, they can be Catholic. The whole point is over there, it is so religion-based, so fear-based. And I think religion also definitely plays in not only the ethnicity that you're describing and the brainwashing, but all of this has to end. And, you know... I've been on this issue of Middle East peace and different tactics that could be used with Diana for many, many years, and I know that there will be some progress eventually. I hold out.
Well, they'll make progress externally, just like when the Soviet Union had the hammer of the Russian army to crush the nations so they wouldn't be at each other's throats like Yugoslavia. The problem is the real issue is only going to be solved spiritually. I call religion real lies going on, because religion without spirituality is a toxic poison and a danger.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so.
Let's talk
about that and what you know your philosophy is relating to religion, because I know we see completely eye to eye on that, and you know it seems like people have to learn to get in touch with their own higher guidance in order to know the truth, because it seems to me, and I think you would concur, that the human race is on this faulty doctrine system of so many different religions that have gone the way of distortion, including the Christian religion.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all have gotten there, and they've all been infiltrated by what I ultimately say is a form of Luciferic Satanism. And by that, I'm going to give a broad definition rather mm-hmm. than a narrow one. Firstly, the only way to do good is to hear the voice, if you want to call it voice, the intent of the creator of the universe, and to then participate or in that dance. In other words, to do, to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way of evil is to do what is right in your own eyes, which is not connected to either the creator or to other living things, including not only other human beings, but other living things in our world. And, of course, as we become a more advanced civilization, other living things across the cosmos and the galaxy, because obviously we're not alone. The problem is that there are civilizations out there that are malevolently evil, and there's those that are good. And if we don't wake up to the fact that we're living in a universe that is both beautiful but violent, then we will not understand the nature of what we are as a being and will not transition to a higher order culture that will survive the crossroads that we're approaching. And it's interesting that we're approaching it on a galactic level with a grand alignment December 21st.
Exactly.
We're also approaching that on a spiritual level, that, and we have people out there pushing patent lies about global warming, which isn't occurring. We're seeing climate shift because we're approaching the galactic plane.
Because of the sun, yeah.
Well, the sun is cooling down. Right now it was heating up in the 90s, but what's happening is the magnetic field is shifting and it's disappearing in the South Atlantic. We have a increase in under-oceanic volcanism, and, of course, the caldera is starting to shake in Yellowstone and in Wyoming. We've
mm-hmm.
got increased...
Yeah, that was reported over Christmas.
Yeah.
All of it is a... we're living in some really rather scary times.
Well, it's the ancient saying of as above, below, which means as the spiritual realm is being shaken, the
mm-hmm.
physical realms are being shaken.
Well, when the galactic center rolls around and the Mayan calendar ends on December the 21st of 2012. I've been told by my guides that this supercharged center of the galaxy that is a black hole will bring in all this energy that is just super, super strong, and it could cause very calamitous effects on planet Earth. What can you tell us about your information?
Yeah, I'll give you some science and then some spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
The science is, you're right, the center of the galaxy is a supermassive black hole that's equivalent to 2 trillion star masses the size of our sun.
Mm-hmm.
The black hole literally creates through its energetic pattern. The rest of the stars in our galaxy are beyond what's called the event horizon of the supermassive black hole. That means the spinning of the galaxy is actually created by the collapse of the mass in the center of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
Yeah. And now what happens is the arms of the galaxy rise and fall like the arms of a carousel, you know, with the horses
This is beautifully described.
Yeah. And as those arms rise and fall, they rise through this spinning disk. The disk spins at such a velocity of the center of this black hole, spinning at speeds that approach a tenth of the speed of light. That spinning disk creates a flattened disk that's a gravity well and a photon belt as well as a debris field, so that there's a 30 times increased risk, this is astrophysics, of an impact from a meteor or a comet or an asteroid. So as we approach the field, there's an increased level of cosmic particles, dust, nano diamonds, and buckyballs that are out in space. And space is full of all kinds of minerals that are unusual, such as iridium. So every 11,500 years, roughly, we go through this system like a clock. And the magnetic flux field, as we pass through the galactic plane, reverses. And the reversal of the flux field causes a collapse and you get these explosions that create a thing called Carolina Bays, which are plasma explosions over the Earth that are very similar to the Tunguska explosion. They cause a massive die-off of species, but they also open up with the radiation and the energetic fields in the higher planes the creation of new species, the creation of new mutations and new adaptations. So
I've read that there's going to be a massive amount of gamma radiation.
That's right.
Yeah,
what happens is as the magnetic field collapses, the Van Allen belt and the geomagnetosphere collapses, and you have an increase for, it may only be a matter of days or weeks, but you're getting a reversal. And what's happening now is the South Atlantic's already showing a large magnetosphere hole. You're seeing some anomalies in the south, near the Antarctica, where there's actually, it points to the north, as if it's a North Pole down there. And these things have happened since 97. These are already documented.
I know there's been some polar changes.
Yeah, there's actually a pole.
The poles are going to reverse?
There's already a pole. There's already a magnetic pole reversal in a specific geomagnetic area in the South Pacific near Antarctica. So that's already happened.
About the pole shift, you think it is credible that it's already happening?
Well, the magnetic pole shift has already started in 97, mm-hmm. and we've had three major shifts since then.
Mm-hmm.
So what's likely to happen first is that you don't have to wait to 2012. We're already seeing superstorms. Increased earthquakes,
exactly. Yeah.
Increased chances of a caldera explosion like the one in Yellowstone. Although I don't think it'll happen until later. Increased chances of tsunamis.
You mean before 2012? Like, you think it might happen before 2012?
I don't think the caldera will, but I think we have the chances of tsunamis. The one in Papua just had a major earthquake in Papua, New Guinea, that mm-hmm. they thought was a tsunami warning. Pretty significant level 9 earthquake, so it's a pretty big earthquake.
I would say that is huge.
Yeah, it was a very big earthquake. So
what are we to do, since we know that the government has made these underground barracks for all of their elite? What would the average person, what can we do to prepare? Is there anything we can do besides spiritually prepare?
Well,
it sounds like it's 10 times. You know, and
the spiritual preparation is number one. One of the things that the people that are building these underground bases are primarily doing on the back of illegal drug trades, which are controlled by CIA, MI6, etc. And that's why they moved primarily into Afghanistan, was to control the gas fields from the Caspian to bring Unocal pipelines across, but also to control the opium fields, because the drug trade brings in nearly $1 trillion a year just to the American government alone, laundered through the banks and goes into black op projects.
Wow.
Most of these projects, the research goes into underground cities, advanced technology and off-world space platforms, as well as our advanced interplanetary space system, of which is far more advanced than what the Tinker Toy NASA system that you see out there.
That's a cover for what they're really all about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for example, the TR-3, which is a very large space vehicle, you only think of it as a battle platform, is the size of, you know, more than a football field long. And we've got all kinds of advanced vehicles like the Aurora Space Fleet, which, by the way, are supposed to come into service, I've heard, in 2010. They're actually going out of service because they have more advanced space flight vehicles that use gravitonic propulsion technology. They can go sublight and above light. We have all kinds of bases, including a city and operational mining on the moon, a colony on Mars since the early 1980s. We've got all kinds of things that people don't want to believe exist, but they do. And I don't have these second-hand...
And how did you come into this knowledge? Didn't you have some contact with them?
Well, some of it's second-hand, but most of it's first-hand.
Okay.
For example, I was one of the doctors for U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
And the director of U.S. Space Command actually told me, while I was underground in the city of Falcon Air Force Base, which is Schriever, that, you know, now you're one of us. I'm going to tell you this. He said, this is a come-to-Jesus talk, and told us, they said, you know, we have a mining operation with a city on the moon, we have a colony on Mars, we have all these space platforms ringing the Earth, we've got all advanced vehicles. He said, I'm telling you this so you don't freak out when you find it out from someone else here working with us. So I'm telling you now, if there's anything you want to know, just ask me and I'll tell you it straight up.
I love the straight talk, and you are amazing the way you bring all this out.
Yeah, and
I want to open up our phone lines for our listeners, if I may interrupt for just a brief moment to give out our number. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. Bill Deagle, our very honored guest today at 877-876-5227. He's a wealth of information, and we haven't even touched on I want to get to nutrition too, but before we do, I want to talk about what you think the average person can do to, you know, prepare for these so-called end times, and or is there anything that...
Oh, yeah, there are things that people can do physically, and there's things they can do geopolitically, but the most important is spiritual. And
exactly.
I'll explain why if we have time today.
Oh, we have time for that, because this is primarily a spiritual show, and I've, you know, been given different information about what we can do to prepare, but I would like your take on it, since you're a physician and you also work with medical technology and also nutrition. And
yeah, anti-aging,
you know,
technology, stem cells.
Thing,
pardon me?
We do have a spiritual preparation going
on.
Oh,
yeah, it's the most important. It's not a peripheral issue, and I'll explain. When people grasp this, they're going to understand just how momentous the transition is. It's not just a matter that we're going to get the right politician and we're going to survive, or we're going to use space-based weapon to divert an asteroid, or we're going to do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
It's much deeper than that, and a fundamental change in the nature of the spiritual core of mankind as a corporate being on the planet.
Exactly. And that would involve what you describe as your connection to the I Am Presence and your understanding that we are all one.
Right.
Correct? And this is what we're promoting on the Peaceful Planet. This is our theme, living in oneness. And our lyrics that we feature are written by John Lennon and George Harrison from the higher realms. And all of the lyrics and all of the songs, all the music, everything we do is to promote this idea of oneness and humanity. And we wouldn't be doing all these terrible secret projects with bombs and, you know, buildup of all this nuclear waste and all this other stuff if people had any conscious knowledge. It's just like they're letting their governments do this, you know.
Yeah, well, part of the problem is that people have been toxically disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things to do is to explain what a human being is first.
We have a call.
Okay, let's go ahead with the call.
Yes, caller, thank you for calling.
Hi, good morning. This is Heather calling from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wonderful to hear your voice, Heather. How can we answer your question?
I wanted to find out if there's anything we can do about all the chemtrails. We're getting bombarded down here,
mm-hmm.
and I heard something about these chem busters and orgone generators. Also some intention and prayer work that we can do. And I'm just kind of wondering what Bill thinks about that, and from a nutrition perspective. And I will take your answer off the air.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Firstly, I'll explain what chemtrails are. There's three major groupings of research projects that are all very evil and all global. The most important one that was developed, and I found this out firsthand from a senior U.S. Space Command agent who actually told me and taught me this, that at 73,000 to 80,000 feet, they are putting up a high-altitude aluminum and barium salts, and they use it as an imaging technology called vortex imaging, the image through the Earth, to see not only in the underground bases, ground resources of oil, gas, minerals, diamonds, whatever they want. They've mapped out the Earth in four-dimensional space, so they know exactly where everything is. The second thing is they use this as an imaging not only an imaging system, but also for using it as, in a sense, a scalar mirror for reflecting energetic pulses like the Tunguska explosion that was done by Nikola Tesla.
Right.
So that they can create, if you want to call it plasma type, a nuclear type explosion. So they're capable of making a 100 megaton explosion anywhere on the Earth within seconds using these systems. And we not only have it, but the Russians have a different style technology, but the same effect.
Are you talking about the HAARP project as well?
Yeah, the HAARP project is part of the HAARP, but they also have a project where they can use these things that are space-based weapon systems to create a plasma weapon. It's called C3. It was developed by Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and Raytheon Corporation. Now, there are other projects that are at lower altitudes involved weather modification. And the reason is because they know climate shift is occurring. And while they're telling us it's global warming, it's actually the opposite. We're having a lot of climate change, but we're actually heading toward, with all the cycles, into an ice age. And so that's what they're doing. They're actually creating, and what you actually, if you look at the thermal coefficient of infrared reflectivity, when you put up this aluminum and barium salt barrier up at that high altitude, you actually reflect more infrared light in toward the Earth, far more powerful than any, quote, greenhouse gas or anything else like methane or carbon dioxide. So it actually causes global warming. So what they're doing is they're actually creating global warming because they know that we're having major decreases in sun activity and we're heading into at least a mini ice age. The third level is at the lowest altitude, which is actually biological weapons dispersion and advanced projects where they're actually trying to change the genetics of the living things on the planet. And one of those, of course, is the Morgellons, which is a silicon-based self-replicating nanomachine. And these devices are actually able to self-replicate. They're not based on carbon. They're silicon. And they acquire their energy from the body using a special ion generator that's part of their structure. They can create a scalar signal that can actually imprint and create new DNA sequences inside a host, whether human or non-human.
Well, you've got me. You kind of lost me on this one.
In other words, they can actually create new DNA. They can create pathogens. They can create new DNA sections to actually, if you want to call it, terraform or change the genetics of the host cells that they're in.
Is this injected into a person? Or?
No, it comes down, and usually comes down basically through the air. It's coming down. We've had it analyzed by Dr. Karim Karju, a pathologist, who's done imaging. We've had Dr. Hildegard Staniger.
And I take it that these DNA changes are not welcome DNA changes.
No, these are, and this technology is not human. Now, people need to know that we have interaction with advanced civilizations that are very malevolent. These technologies are millennia ahead of anything that we have, and they're not human technology. Now, that's shocking to people because they, when you actually see the chemical analysis of them and when you start to see the nature of what these little beasties behave like, and I know how to kill them. And I use a diatomic iodine called Neutrodyne and our Super Silver, and we can kill them. We can also help the body heal.
You're talking about these are little biological.
They're like a biological. They're a silicon-based self-replicating nanomachine. So, in a sense, they're a life form from another world.
Oh, my God. That is so far out and so I just can't believe they would create something.
They are because you have to understand the New World Order is not run by a bunch of inbred royals from Europe. It's far more evil than that. And there's interaction and they can if you want to call it a collaboration between our advanced space programs and those from not only reverse engineering technology from other worlds, but also the development of technologies to change the nature of our world, which is why many of the things that are being introduced, like the crazy vaccine schedules, fluoridation, toilet to tap water, electromagnetic pollution, and, quote, non-lethal weapon systems that include mind control, are all designed to eventually lay the groundwork with soft kill to eventually a hard kill of most of the population on the planet to create a new world, which is what they're planning to do. And
so you're saying that our government and other governments have covert intentions of genetically manipulating the current population so that they can continue to do this, and they're working with off-planet alien species that are giving us this technology and
Precisely.
Are part of the program.
Precisely.
This
In fact,
is
I'm
what
talk
I
about
want
this.
To bring out on my show, because people don't even realize, you know, they argue, are aliens real? And people
beyond
that.
Well, let give me an example, okay? And I'm going to be a little shockingly blunt here. I'm going to be talking about this next week and the next few weeks with Steve Quayle. And Steve's often restrained when he goes on various, you know what I call good shows like Alex Jones where he discusses things, but he can't go to a certain point and he's been told in advance, you know, don't go there. Well, I don't have any restraint as long as the people, number one, are sane. Number two, they have a good heart. They have a good intention toward other human beings, so they're going to tell things without their specific twist on it. And they're going to say things that connect the dots, whether they're regular in the public domain that you can read in, AP Newswire or, Wall Street Journal, and you can go check in scientific journals and you can find out these things don't make sense. One of my contacts is a Canadian who works in Germany, and he works as basically the senior technician repair for the Aurora Space Fleet that flies out of an underground base in the central German Black Forest. They fly to our base on the moon and our colony on Mars.
Oh, my goodness.
And, after they did psychological testing on him for 10 months, they brought him down to the lower levels of their underground facility, and, of course, he gets to see all these different if you want to call it, species of different types of creatures. And they're not
uh-huh.
they're not spiritual, they're in the flesh, okay? So people need to know that the nature of the world that they live in is far more bizarre than anything they can imagine, which is why we have people like Henry Kissinger, who is on the stock floor of the New York Stock Exchange and says he sees this crisis and the death of people in Palestine as a wonderful opportunity to bring in a new world order. And the thing is, their version of the New World Order is very, very dark. And the people at the top have been promised life extension technology and advanced power and traveling the stars.
But it's all technologically engineered, and it's sort of like engineering a plastic person, like putting the chip in them and letting the chip control everything.
Yeah, the human genetic cloning technology started in the 1920s and 30s in Germany, succeeded to some extent in 67. In America, they were doing research at the University of Chicago, creating embryos that they grew of humans and chimeras in animals. Those individuals who were created from those experiments at the University of Chicago are now warehoused in a hospital north of London.
Oh, my God. They spliced a human with a chimera?
Yeah, and their plan was to create what's called super soldiers. I was actually personally recruited when I turned down the job at UCLA VA Wadsworth Hospital to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Tissue Repository, Dr. Wallace Tortelot in 77, and the four projects were one of them was a squid helmet to convert thought waves directly to onboard commands with the forward command signals reflected onto the canopy of the jet aircraft that was mocked up in his office. And the other three projects were to wet wire prisoners from West Orange and Irvine State Penitentiary with commuted or reduced sentences to create a direct mind link to their optical and auditory cortex and the other areas of the brain so that you could think commands directly. And the idea was to create a super soldier that eventually would be wired into what's called a battlefield matrix with supercomputers running remote drones, aircraft, nanotech body armor carried, weaponized chimeric soldiers, that it would be on a template of a female with imported genes from jackals and other animals to create a female that would be 145 to 150 pounds, that could carry a 300-pound backpack, run 30 miles an hour, not eat or sleep for a week, see like an eagle, the reflexes of a tiger, and the strength of a jackal, able to, do enormous
things.
Sounds
like, the Atlantis Revisited, doesn't it?
They have succeeded in doing this. They're actually growing these underground in a facility near Beijing on contract.
I've heard this before, and I've read it in various books.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but it's real. And the thing is,
it's just so sci-fi. So really, sci-fi is real, and the whole world, the way they present it to you in the regular media, is a distortion, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that it's like Henry Kissinger said: the big secrets we don't need to hide; the little ones we do. The big ones are so bizarre. If somebody says it, they think, "Well, you must be schizophrenic."
Yeah.
The problem, and this is where you'll notice that, shows like yours that want to have the truth out there will invite me, but I don't get invited by shows like Coast to Coast or Alex Jones or others. And the reason is they're afraid of bringing me on because I will talk about classified material. For example, in this last few months, I brought over that the revelation that the Israeli Mossad, the DNC, and the Republican National Convention are involved with Purdue Pharma with the OxyContin facility factory in Israel distributing illegal OxyContin in America with the Dixie Mob. And I have the actual documents and the proof with Dr. Richard Charles Norton. I brought in Dr. Asaf Jarakovich last week, who's been doing work on depleted uranium testing in our troops, American, British, Canadian, and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done everything, including now in collaboration with the Canadian, U.S., and British governments. They have, in a sense, abducted his children.
We
were doing testing. When we tried to do testing of the World Trade Center debris, I've been told personally that if I tried to request the test for plasma neutron spectroscopy to prove that there were micronukes in the World Trade Center tower, I'd be arrested in 30 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing is, I don't know these things secondhand. I know them firsthand, like I was the exit examining doctor for the Special Op Forensics Team. I came back from the Murrah Building in 1995. And my boss, Major Schwinder, was away at Fort Hood doing his airtime. And I did examine all five, and one of the five broke down and told me in detail how with the Murrah Building they removed unexploded U.S. Army Corps Engineer 4th Generation Micronutes, Thermite, RDX, and High Explosive Cord,
oh
and the building was radio...
Why, Why would they do something like that?
Told me. They did it because they had legislation passed within months that allowed them to get the military control and assault weapon ban and other things in because they're getting ready to do 9/11. I mean, I have the documents from Tom Scott Gordon, who's a photographer in 1988, was asked to do photography for the demolition of the World Trade Center complex because of sick buildings containing too much asbestos to be removed, and the EPA wouldn't allow them to even remediate the asbestos. So on my show, I discuss things that's so hot, and I have the documents, like Jesse trying to do, proof that the FBI and the Department of Prisons are trying to suppress what's going on, that no one wants to touch it, because if they try to deal with me on a scientific or classified information basis, they're going to be blown away. And I have the information on the spiritual side, too, because these are tied together as one truth.
Aren't they, though? Aren't they one truth? That's what I love about your work, and I haven't seen it in anyone else's. I wonder if we could go back to our question from the listener about, is there anything we can do about these chemtrails?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing that people need to realize is they're being toxically exposed to heavy metals. Barium is 10,000 times more neurotoxic than lead. So the first thing you need to do is you need to take an oral detox. And we have a product called Liquid Zeolite Humic. That's the only organic zeolite that's non-acid washed. We have other agents that can protect your DNA and your cells. We have also the only product that's a dimethyl resveratrol. It's not a regular resveratrol, it's a dimethyl. So two capsules is equivalent to the resveratrol in 1,000 glasses of red wine. And,
okay, I think we have another caller here.
Yeah, so in other words, there's an extensive protocol that I have that can help people recover from heavy metal exposure.
Wonderful.
And neurotoxicity.
And that she can find on
Call me, and I answer phone calls free or emails, and if they want a consult.
NutraMedical.com
Just email at the feedback at the top of NutraMedical is the easy way to get a hold of me. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Now, we have another caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, hi, Marcy. It's me, Carrie.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Thank you for calling. How are you today, dear?
I'm great. Thank you. Bill, Dr. Bill, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate all that you do for us and how very courageous you are and how much I respect you and your work.
As they tell people, I'm not really courageous. I just have a bulletproof conscience.
Right.
If I can tell my conscience.
Go for the jugular there. And you don't spare anything. It's amazing.
I also don't spare anybody who's, I call, a false infiltrator or someone with an agenda trying to infiltrate the movement of truth. And it's not just a area where we're dealing with vaccines or mind control or other things. There's a lot of infiltrators in the movement that I think are quite dangerous because they bring people into a state of fear. I tell people, if you're being brought into a state of fear, it's because you're not given solutions. And everything that I present, we have a solution to.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Bill.
Good. What is your question, Carrie?
Well, I'm a fan of Project Camelot, and I know Carrie Cassidy personally, and have listened to all the interviews, and wish at some point that I didn't know all the information that I know now.
Mm-hmm.
But
doesn't? I mean, nobody wants to know.
Right. Yeah. But many years ago, you know, I'm Palladian, walk-in. I received directly, and my life has been threatened twice. I'm also a writer, and I write very little about these things, but, you know, suggesting what people can do to align and rise above, you know, all of this. But my life has been threatened twice, and I received a letter from NSA saying that they're tapping my phone. And then I look at, you know, you and all the people on Project Camelot, and I think, why me, you know? I'm just a mother, housewife, and grandmother, you know? And what can we do to protect ourselves? We moved to Prescott because I was spiritually guided to move here, told that it was a safe place, and now we're just not feeling so safe here. And, you know, I'm trying so hard not to go into fear.
Yeah, the most important thing first is to stay in what I call a state of prayer or connectivity.
Yeah,
that's number one. If people go where their logical mind tells them, I'm going to my food shelter and all my guns, or, you know, I'm going to go to this group, and their logic is telling them that, they're not led by the Spirit, they're going to be in trouble. That's number one. And you have to also realize things can change. So you need to realize that the future is fluid, it's not a solid.
You know, I have this fear of them coming to get me in the middle of the night and take me to one of these camps because I, you know, speak about things they don't want me to speak about.
They need to speak out more, not
okay.
less.
And I have a three-year-old.
The hiding in plain sight in the public. You know, people say, well, Deacon, how come you release? I have people that email me and say, if you're releasing all this information and it's true, you should be arrested, and how come you're not dead now? I don't get death threats.
Well,
I don't get them at all. People say, well, why don't you get death threats? I say, well, the first thing is that I'm a, we want to call a Joshua believer. If there was a death threat against Dr. Deagle, they wouldn't be threatening me too long. Number one. Number two, I'm protected supernaturally because I have a purpose.
Can you confirm that for me? I'm told that I am too.
Right. And the thing is, yes, if you are, the thing is you don't need to stop walking in fear. You need to start walking in power, which means fear comes from a heart that thinks that, hey, I don't have an intention of being here. I don't have a goal. And if we do die someday, so what? I mean, we're going to go into battle. We're going to do what we have to do. We don't have to do anything. We just have to be, in other words.
Right.
I tell people we're not human doings. We're human beings.
Exactly.
And what we have to do is be without fear. And when we be and we are without fear, then we're empowered with authority, like the signet ring of the stamp of the creator of the universe. We have a right to co-create a future timeline for mankind on this planet so we don't get annihilated.
I agree.
And as I mentioned in Project Camelot, I'm called to speak not just as a doctor and scientist and whistleblower. My most important calling is as a prophet. Now,
exactly.
That's as a prophet, just like Moses and the most, what I call, vicious attacks I often receive from those that call themselves Christians or pastors because they don't want to hear that, or the Jews or other groups because they think there's a million prophets out there. There's not.
Right.
And it's not like I would have applied for this job because only an insane person would apply for this job. It's like cleaning a latrine that's still being in use.
Right. Yeah.
And you're down inside the latrine trying to clean it from the inside with a toothbrush and a bowl and a sponge.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right. And
you know, I think this is just, we haven't had enough time with you, Dr. Deagle. I mean, you're just so full of facts and interesting wisdom on top of it. Maybe we could do a whole other show just on spiritually what we need to do to prepare, because you've basically just given us the tip of the iceberg of what's really going on here.
Yeah, the most important thing is people need to reconnect. They need whether they call it the meditation, whether they just empty out their own ego. I call ego is the source, if you want to call it, the first dragon that needs to be slain.
It definitely does.
That's the first dragon. The problem is they also need to reconnect to realize that if they could feel the empathic pain, shock, the horror that others feel because of what we do or say, we wouldn't do them, whether they're human beings or other life forms. For example, our Navy shouldn't be using high-energy sonar out in the oceans that are destroying the great whales.
That's something that John Lennon has commented on in our lyrics.
Right, we shouldn't be
in one of our songs.
We shouldn't
which
be putting
we'll
out, yeah, we
shortly.
Shouldn't be putting out heavy metal poisons that are destroying the bees, because when the bees die, as it was attributed to Albert Einstein, when the bees go, we have about 4 years.
Oh yeah.
And the fact is that we're at that time in history, and I've been brought before the Council of the Eschaton, they told me specifically, this is a year ago, that we are now at the point of judgment where we are going to ascend as a civilization, or we're going to be permitted to die. Now, nothing that we can do will save us, but the very most important and first step is that we become transformed. Not that we have a, quote, universal religion, but we have a universal spirituality.
Exactly.
I call religion almost like your recipe cards and your dance cards. You can keep those. But if you don't have a universal spirituality, which means ultimately respect for other human beings and the planet and other living things, and a desire not to use your religion as an excuse to feel exclusivist, superior, or to cause death and destruction of other people on the planet, then we'll be fit as a civilization to interact with advanced civilizations that are good out there, that are not having the intention of evil. And believe me, there's lots of good as well as evil out in our universe. It's not just just a simple carte blanche. I mean, I've talked to those that think that all out there are evil. It's not true. We also have to understand that we are in the playpen and the crib of civilization. There's many worlds and many civilizations that are far more advanced. But
well,
we are.
Dr. Deagle, on that note, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we are at the end of our showtime. Carrie, thank you so much for calling in. Dr. Deagle, we'd like to invite you back anytime. We want to discuss all of this more with you. You just touched the surface of so many controversial issues.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yeah, if people can pray and weigh, if they can take action, if they can stop trying to do and start being without fear, then the world will be transformed and we will not enter a time of great destruction in the Matrix, but into a world that will be, literally, we are the New World Order, not the...
And we can have a peaceful planet.
Exactly. We can have a peaceful planet where we...
Yeah.
Reach across the stars, and we have extended lifespans, and we have no pollution, and we have the full potential of what we are.
And I think we can do it. And
sure,
I'm going to hold that thought for you. Much love to you. Many blessings. God bless all of our listeners. We want to invite you back another time. We're going to close out with Radical Dolphin, written by Bob Murray. The lyrics are mine, and this would be Radical Dolphin Mix. Thank you for listening. Dr. Deagle, we look forward to another time to speak with you. Thank you for being on our show today.
Blessings in action.
Yes, blessings in action to you, too. We'll stay in touch. Thank you again.
Radical dolphin swimming the sea. Know something's up on earth. Sees and feels it's true. Living in deep blue, hung in shimmering waters. Radical dolphin feeling something new. About to be born. Ocean waves, friendship and